Richland Center. ABC News is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 57 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans have already voted, and the election is still 2 weeks away. In Georgia, they've had nearly 2 million people cast ballots already. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says only a small handful of them as well have been ineligible.
Utilizing records from county courts, the Georgia Department of Driver Services, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, we are able to conclusively find 20 non-citizens who were on the voter rolls. All 20 of these voter registrations have been canceled.
Donald Trump holds two rallies in Georgia today. Kamala Harris will be there tomorrow. One person who voted today, not in Georgia, in Minnesota, vice presidential nominee and governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Boeing has reported a $6 billion second quarter loss due to quality control issues at its factories and the machinist strike. An E. coli linked to McDonald's quarter pounders, making 49 people in 10 states sick. This is ABC News. A French woman who was drugged by her husband, who then arranged for her to be raped by dozens of men over the course of several years, is testifying today at trial. ABC's Inez de la Quintera is in Paris.
Giselle Pellico taking the stand today, saying in court that she wants women who've been abused to know they can do it too, adding, quote, "I want all women who've been raped to say, Madame Pellico did it, I can too," end quote. Pellico's ex-husband is on trial for having encouraged dozens of men to rape her while she was drugged and unconscious. Pellico has requested an open trial and for videos of the crimes to be shown. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
Officials in part of western North Carolina now lowering the death toll from Hurricane Helene. The county that includes Asheville has reported 72 deaths from the storm. That has now been revised to 42. And Meta is making it easier to support charities on GoFundMe. Among the changes, a donate button that will be available on platforms like Instagram and Facebook. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Attention meat lovers, Richland Locker and Richland Center is having a big New York sale you won't want to miss. Get a whole New York in the bag for just $6.98 a pound. Need steaks for the family? Grab family pack steaks at only $8.48 a pound. Enjoy Kretschmeyer off-the-bone honey ham for just $6.48 a pound and sliced provolone cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Plus, it's the stock-up sale on 1.75 liters of Korbel brandy for just $22.99 each or after mail-in rebate, just $20.99. Visit the Richland Locker today and take advantage of these unbeatable prices. Quality meats and great deals await you.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and seasonably cool, with a high of 57 and northwest winds 8 to 18 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and chilly with frost, a low of 31, and tomorrow morning sun gradually giving way to clouds, turning a bit breezy with a high of 64 and south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 48, it's 57 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial residential plowing, skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidtwoodin Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, recreational vehicles, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire. With high winds and dry conditions, the fire danger is high for Richland and surrounding counties. However, just northeast in Juneau County and north and east of that, the fire danger is very high. We need more rain, and the drought conditions are only worsening. Currently, 64% of the state is in a drought, with 20% at severe status. With Donald Trump's encouragement, Republicans are joining Democrats at the polls to cast their ballots early this year. The surge of GOP voters has helped break records for early voting in certain swing states such as Georgia and Nevada. Nearly 19 million early votes had been cast as of Tuesday. Campaigns typically try to get their voters to cast ballots early, either in person or by mail, so they can focus on turning out marginal voters on Election Day. But when Trump condemned early voting in 2020 and 2022, many Republicans stopped doing it. It's unclear what the early turnout means for the presidential election because it only factors in a voter's registration, not their actual vote. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison Tuesday. Both urged Wisconsinites to get out and early vote, with in-person early voting officially kicking off in Wisconsin yesterday. Democratic candidate for Congress Rebecca Cook will be in La Crosse today for a pair of events. She will appear with State Senator Brad Paff, Assembly Representative Jill Billings, and UWL Democrats for an early voting block party this afternoon. Cook will also be part of a forum put on by the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden took part in a chamber forum Monday and was in Sparta yesterday to rally supporters to vote early. The election is on November 5th. UW President Jay Rothman toured UW La Crosse yesterday to hear feedback on campus needs and priorities. Rothman said the number one thing that he's heard from all UW schools is about funding from the state legislature. UW is asking for $850 million out of the state surplus funds to help balance budgets across the state. Multiple branch campuses have been closed and dozens of employees have been laid off as universities grapple with rising cost. For UWL, one priority is funding the Prairie Springs Science Center. UW-Madison is leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. UW-Madison was granted over $150 million by the National Institutes of Health to lead the study. The largest NIH grant in UW history, it's called the Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imaging Study, or Clarity. The goal is to track the presence, absence, or change in molecules that are biomarkers in people with dementia or at risk of developing it. UW-Madison was selected to pilot the study's first series of brain scans because of its established network of participants. The five-year study of about 2,000 participants launched in August and involves 37 Alzheimer's research centers across the U.S. The Richland School District held its annual meeting Monday night. The administration shared the proposed budget for the 2024-25 school year. It shows a revenue of $22,718,424 and expenditures at $22,656,107 for a difference of $62,317. The total tax levy allowable for the Richland School District is $10,035,314. The proposed mill rate for property owners in the Richland School District is $8.76 per $1,000 of property. This is a decrease from $9.12. Those in attendance at the annual meeting approved levying a tax in the amount of $7,713,140 upon all taxable property in the Richland School District for the purpose of paying necessary expenses to operate and maintain the schools during the 2024-25 school year. Included in the levy is $181,918 for principal and interest payments on district debt service within the revenue limit. The annual meeting also included a year-in-review. Richland Center Primary School Principal Amy Hardy reported that the 2023-24 school year was filled with exciting activities and a continued focus on student engagement and community involvement. Throughout the year, scholastic book fairs were held, providing students and families with access to a variety of books and encouraging a love for reading. Lisa Brown serves as the intermediate school principal. The intermediate school had an engaging 2023-24 school year with a focus on student growth, leadership, and community service. One of the significant highlights was the continuation of the School Garden Initiative, where students learned about sustainable practices and participated in the planting and maintenance of the garden. This hands-on experience provided valuable lessons in teamwork, responsibility, and environmental stewardship. Throughout the year, the students also participated in Career Day and Career Dress-Up Day, which encouraged them to explore various career paths and envision their future. The school emphasized community service through initiatives such as the Hornet Hive Food Drive, which exceeded the goal of collecting 2,000 items, and Red Ribbon Week, where students participated in themed dress-up days promoting healthy choices. Liz Perkins and Ryan Lemke are co-principals at the Richland Center High School. The 2023-24 academic year at the high school was characterized by both academic excellence and student involvement in extracurricular activities. The year began with a strong start, with students participating in scholastic book fairs and a variety of academic contests that emphasized literacy and numeracy. The school continued to promote student leadership through clubs and organizations, such as the Student Council, which led efforts in organizing Homecoming Week, Valentine's Day fundraisers, and other key events. Musical performances were a staple of the year, with choir members performing the national anthem at sporting events and the band showcasing their talents at concerts and competitions. In academics, advanced placement exams were a highlight, with students in AP capstone classes taking on research projects that tackled real-world issues. The school's academic quiz bowl teams also participated in regional competitions, showcasing the high level of student engagement in academic pursuits. The first year of the partner school was a period of growth and community, where Kim Sifkis is the lead teacher. Throughout the year, students and staff worked together on various community outreach programs, reinforcing the importance of giving back. The school's leadership team was actively involved in service learning, with projects designed to enhance student leadership skills and community engagement. The school looks forward to building upon these successes in the upcoming school year. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Pioneer Farm is at the forefront of innovation. The recent integration of a system that measures cow burps and one that monitors individual feed consumption, Pioneer Farm is setting a new standard in precision herd management. These advancements not only enhance cattle well-being, but also generate data that drives sustainability and efficiency in the global dairy industry. This makes UW-Platteville School of Agriculture a leader in the tri-state area. Pioneer Farm is a 430-acre working farm that offers students experiences with dairy, swine, beef, and soil operations. The Green Feed Machine is a piece of technology designed to monitor and measure the gas emissions from cows, specifically focusing on their burps. This machine is placed in feeding areas where cows can freely approach it. Each cow is fitted with a tag recognizing individual cows and dispensing feed pellets as a lure. While the cows eat and regurgitate their food, the machine captures the gases they emit and analyzes its composition, measuring key gases such as oxygen, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen. By calculating the speed of the gas flow and its composition, researchers can estimate the daily flux of methane emitted by each cow. By analyzing the gas profile, the efficiency of the fermentation process inside the cow, and can be analyzed, and shifts in nutritional imbalances can be identified. The university also received RIC2 Discover feed intake machines that play a role in managing dairy cattle nutrition. 24 specialized feed stations, each equipped with a large bin designed to hold a day's worth of feed and an integrated weigh scale, are used. The cow's RFID tag interacts with the feed station to record precise measurements of feed intake. As a cow eats from the station, its weight is recorded before and after the meal, providing data on the amount consumed. This allows monitoring of the well-being and productivity of the herd, allowing for individualized feed management and efficient farm operations with minimal labor. By streamlining the process of tracking and analyzing feed intake, UW-Platteville enhances both the health of the cows and the overall effectiveness of dairy management. Some faculty members and technology, including the feed intake machines, are sponsored by the Dairy Innovation Hub, which the state is supporting with $7.8 million a year. The hub leverages research and development at UW-Platteville, UW-Madison, and UW-River Falls. There will be more New Glarus beer on the way next year. The brewery is expanding its operations in New Glarus, adding on a new $55 million hospitality wing to its campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released at a groundbreaking next week. It's 57 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:22. DatCap's Michelle Reinen warns of jury scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hey, WRCO listeners. The start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
It's 57 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:24. Identity thieves will try anything to obtain personal information. Usually, they pretend to be someone important who tries scaring their victims into giving information or paying money. Individuals may even be targeted through jury duty scams. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
This is a scam that is circulating and has for a while, but it goes through those peaks and valleys here. And we want to make sure everyone is aware because missing jury duty can have real consequences. You could face a fine, be required to go to court, or even get arrested. And scammers take advantage of that. They try and get your money and your personal information because they try and throw you off kilter by saying that you've missed jury duty.
The imposters will make every attempt to get information and may even try to scare those they contact.
How this scam usually starts is with a phone call or an email from someone claiming to be a court official or someone from a law enforcement agency, and they say you've missed jury duty, even though you never got a jury notice, which comes by mail. And now there's a warrant for your arrest. The only way to cancel the warrant is to pay a fine and confirm your identity by providing your personal information like a social security number and date of birth, which we always want you to keep confidential. If you refuse, they may threaten you with jail time, which is going to really make you nervous. And to make this scheme even seem more legitimate, the scammers also might give you a fake badge number and case number. So this is one where they throw a lot of different twists and turns at you to just throw you off kilter again so you don't have that rational thought process in place.
Michelle Reinen says that a court official will not try to obtain personal info or money over the phone.
They're never going to ask for immediate payment over the phone. No government agency does that by phone. And only scammers insist that you can only pay with gift cards, payment apps, cryptocurrency, wire transfers. And they use these methods because it's very hard to get your money back if you pay, and they're very hard to trace. Courts never ask for that sensitive personal information over the phone, like that social security number and date of birth. If they've issued you a notice in writing by mail, then they're not going to be asking you for that data by the phone. Each court follows up differently if you've actually missed jury duty. You will be contacted by the court if you've missed, and it varies by municipality, but they won't immediately go to jail, and you don't have to pay a fine immediately. There are other options that the court will go through with you.
If you suspect or are a victim of a jury duty scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. A traffic stop near a Reno led to two people being taken into custody. Last night around 6:50, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 14 and County Road C in the township of Arena. As a result of the stop, Michael B. Perkins, 46 of Muscadet, was arrested on charges of possession with intent to deliver amphetamines, resisting or obstructing an officer, possession of drug paraphernalia for the manufacture of methamphetamine, 4 counts of felony bail jumping, and possession of THC. Michelle L. Olson, 46 of Muscadet, was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia for the manufacture of methamphetamine, possession of THC, possession with intent to deliver amphetamines, resisting or obstructing an officer, and 2 counts of felony bail jumping. Perkins and Olson were transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they remain in custody. Today is the day to drop off your entries for the 2nd annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest. Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area today, starting at 3:30. Entries will be accepted until 7. Pumpkins will be on display through Sunday, with many fun events happening throughout the weekend. You can find more information at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. The deadline is approaching to fill the vacancy in Supervisory District 6 of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Those at least 18 years of age interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district can submit a letter of consideration to the county clerk by 4:30 Friday. The letter should contain your name and address and a brief statement of qualifications to serve on the county board. Submissions may be mailed to the Richland County Clerk. However, to be sure to be there by Friday, email to derek.kalish@co.richland.wi.us. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the county board meeting Tuesday, November 19th at 7 o'clock. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are eligible to apply for grant funding to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 Monday. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting, November 7th at 9:30. All applicants are required to be present at the meeting. A final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur on December 10th. Questions regarding this grant opportunity may be directed to the HHS Director, Tricia Clements, at 608-649-5935. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Court in Maine as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Court in Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinsky. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako. Other relatives and friends. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Olson is survived by his wife, Amy, daughter, Autumn, of Reedsburg, his mother, Margaret, of Waniwok, mother and father-in-law, Peter and Sherelle Hartleben of Bonduel, sister Julie Olson of Reedsburg, two brothers, Paul Olson of Reedsburg, and Jerry and Sarah Olson of Waniwok, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, Craig and Megan Hartleben of Bonduel, and Todd and Nicole Hartleben of Shawano, nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and many friends. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held next Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Main is survived by her husband, Chris, son Joshua Main and Maylee Bile of Boscobel, many nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Read
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Andrea Perry, Pete and Emily Walsh, Terry and Judy Skelly, Mike and Sherry Biba, David and Linda Post, Kyle and Carrie Nelson, Chaz and Katie Burnley, Greg and Sarah Olson, Lee and Kathy Van Landite, and KJ and Jackie Wolf. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, feeling like fall today, no doubt about it, with that gusty northwest wind and cool air pushing down across the region. Most of the state of Wisconsin seeing a mix of sun and clouds. It likely will stay that way the rest of today. Tomorrow should start fairly sunny, but the clouds will move in as the next front moves in from the west by late afternoon. Rain should spread into our area tomorrow evening, may last 5 or 6 hours and give us a decent amount. We think at least a quarter inch, possibly up to a half inch in some cases. Definitely some welcome rainfall given how dry it's been the past 6 weeks. Many spots are running a few inches below normal as far as rainfall goes. Temperature-wise, it looks like a pretty normal weekend, just a little on the cool side, but the sunshine will be nice. And then early next week, some strong south winds returning should usher in some warmer temperatures once again. The forecast now for the rest of today, partly sunny, breezy, and cool with highs reaching the mid to upper 50s. Northwest wind between 8 and 18. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, some frost developing, low near 31 with light winds. Tomorrow morning sunshine gradually giving way to cloud cover, turning a bit breezy with a high of 64, south wind between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, rain expected, ending after midnight a couple hours, low reaching the mid-40s. Friday, expect some early clouds, then sunny and breezy, high at 59 degrees. As we head into the weekend, should be fairly nice, with cool nights dropping to the low 30s. Lots of sunshine during the daytimes, reaching about 57 on Saturday afternoon, 61 for Sunday, turning breezier Sunday. Monday looks partly sunny, breezy, and somewhat warmer, high 65. And Tuesday, partly sunny, windy, and even warmer. We could shoot up into the mid-70s. There's a chance of a few rain showers Tuesday night or Wednesday. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 70, our low this morning was 48. Our high so far today, 58. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 83 degrees. The record low, 15, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 64 with a low of 39. Sunset tonight will be at 6:06 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:26. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.10 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. Here are some of our consignments. We got 75 to 100 head of Holsteins, 300 to 400 pounds, shots on TMR, coming in from a large dairy. 10 Holstein steers, 750, 800 pounds, shots on grain and 16 pounds at that, and hay. 5 Holstein steers coming off pasture, 850, 900 pounds, grained on pasture. 15 to 20 black steers and heifers, 450 to 600. And we also have some other ones called in of smaller groups. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 7 at night for your convenience. And also, we'll have Cook's Countryside food truck here at the sale. Thank you and have a good day.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Putting our best food forward on child nutrition. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Dr. Priscilla Posse is a longtime leader in the pediatrics profession, a trustee for the National Medical Association, and an advocate for child nutrition.
We do a lot of food security screening, and with that, it allows us to do education. And we can offer some opportunities or pathways of where they can access foods. But then how they're eating and how they're preparing food is also an important part of nutrition.
Posse says when it comes to what kids eat, somebody has to be the grown-up.
Oftentimes, kids are not making the food choices early on as children. They eat what they are served or what they see on the table or what's in the refrigerator. And so it's really important for the adults in the household to be buying these nutritious foods and making sure that children are exposed.
And says Posse, parents also have to be wary of being taken in by nutritional claims, such as plant-based products as a replacement for real dairy products.
There's something in their informational gathering that translated that milk is not healthy or a plant-based beverage is healthier than milk. But really looking at the nutritional facts, it's very clear where the best nutrient option is with milk versus our plant-based beverages.
I'll have more with Dr. Posse tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The FFA convention provides a break from devastation. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Corn is part of a winning team that includes deep local knowledge and on-farm support. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. Hurricane Helene devastated the town of Erwin, Tennessee, but 12 FFA members didn't let that stop them from attending National FFA Convention. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has their story.
Erwin FFA member Noah Cantor says he wanted to experience a sense of normalcy.
Watching our town get washed away, seeing the pictures on the news. So to get a moment to just, you know, have a little fun, have good time is probably what I'm looking most forward to.
Chapter advisor Ryan Arnett says several organizations made the trip possible.
National FFA has been super supportive. They have given us funds to help support our members in attending convention. And And Tennessee FFA Foundation, along with Tractor Supply Company, have also given us funds to help support so that the students could come for free.
From downtown Indianapolis, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The USDA says Brazil has denied requests to remove its 18% tariff on ethanol imports. In a statement, the agency said it's the second time the Tariff Changes Committee of the Chamber of Foreign Trade rejected requests to reduce the ethanol tariff since implementation in February of 2023. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield Brazil's decision is disappointing.
I think it's unfortunate. Brazil continues to do to unfairly compete with our producers. We need to make sure we have trade policy that works and rewards our producers and gives them access to these markets.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office is expected to press Brazil to reconsider. A Wisconsin ethanol and food product producer is back in operation after a fire started in a dryer. Aztalan Bio in Jefferson County had a short shutdown Monday morning. The company's director of investments, Eric Seaver, says the plant is back in operation and they are continuing to improve the plant as they work toward making a biorefinery that can make more than ethanol. No one was injured in the fire. A beef specialist says the fall drought is impacting cattle producers. Travis Mateer with the University of Illinois Extension says dry weather is taking a toll on pastures.
And so what's happened in most of our pastures, we've not had that second growth spurt, and we've just really reduced the forage availability. And that tends to lead to overgrazing.
He tells Brownfield some producers are already feeding hay, but thankfully a wet spring means most hay supplies are good. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and our coverage of the National FFA Convention online at Brownfield Ag News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet again. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices have been floated at $190 plus live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until late in the week, especially with Friday's cattle on feed numbers from the USDA. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 8 cents at $324.04. Select is $1.37 higher at $296.17. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady to $6 lower, with the most decline on non-weaned calves over 500 pounds. Feeder heifers, 400 to 550 pounds, were $5 to $10 higher. Other weights were nearly steady. The USDA says supply was light and demand was uneven. For example, to band was good for lighter heifers, while steer calves were less desirable. Feeder supply included 50% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 620 to 638 pounds, brought $260 to $267. Feeder steers, 652 pounds, value added, brought $261. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 502 to 535 pounds, brought $257 to $278. Cash hogs are firm at midday with pretty light negotiated purchases. Global demand for U.S. pork is the bright spot for the cash hog market right now. Domestic demand has been inconsistent, and that creates some additional uncertainty in the market. Processors have been aggressive a lot this week and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. Hog weights were up only slightly on the week and the year. Supplies of market-ready hogs remain ample. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 33 cents higher with a base range of $70 to $79 and a weighted average of $75.51. No comparison at the Eastern Corn Belt with a weighted average of $75.76. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday, and pork values were higher at midday, up $1.13 at $98.40. Picnics were sharply higher, bellies and loins were higher, ribs were weak, hams and butts moved lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Executive Director Brenda Damrow-Gudex joins us. Brenda, what does the checkoff do?
The checkoff helps support the programming of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. When we think about programming, it's not just the marketing that you see when we think about our clean water advertising that you've probably seen at the local airports. It's more than that. It's really the meat of our organization. And meat, it actually does promote when we think about the work that we do with groups like the U.S. Meat Export Federation to expand the markets for beef and pork throughout the world. So we're funding programs that they are doing over in Asian countries or in South and Central America. We also work with groups like the U.S. Grains Council. That is helping our Wisconsin corn farmers right here in our state.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Our friend Jerry Rowe from Platteville passed away recently, and we are honored to offer some of his personal collection of memorabilia at timed auction. Many of you may remember Jerry Rowe from his businesses, Spirits Unlimited and Rose Auto Mart, both in Platteville. Jerry had a neat collection of memorabilia, including tons of Ellis Nelson yard art, a working jukebox, beer memorabilia, and tons of neat stuff. This timed auction ends next Wednesday, October 30th. Hey, equipment is rolling in for our next three equipment consignment auctions, Wednesday, November 20th at the Columbus Auction Yard, Wednesday, December 4th at Carl F. Stotts & Sons in Wanakee, and the big one, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We already have equipment consigned to all of these auctions, including a few farm lines. Call today to consign your quality equipment so we can help you get top dollar. More info on all of these auctions and our real estate listings at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up. The trade's expecting generally good U.S. harvest progress and an increase in the planting pace in Argentina and Brazil. China and unknown destinations both bought U.S. soybeans this morning. November beans are up 6 at $9.98. January's 5.5 higher at $10.06 a bushel. December bean meal's $1.10 higher at $3.18.80. And December soybean oil's 32 points lower at $43.38. Corn's up. U.S. harvest weather looks generally clear into early November, and recent rainfall has helped planting conditions in South America. Corn export demand spike continues with unknown destinations buying another 100,000 tons this morning. December's up 2.75 at 419 and a quarter. March is 3 and a quarter higher at 432 and a half. And wheat's up as well. Forecast to have more rain in the plains, and that will help winter wheat planning and development. But there are uncertainties about dry conditions in parts of the soft red winter region. December Chicago's 4.75 higher at 580.75. December Kansas City's up 1.5 at 588. December Minneapolis wheat's 1.75 higher at 618.25. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of direct business and Friday's cattle on feed numbers. Asking prices are at 190 plus live. Otherwise, the major feeding areas are very quiet. December live's down 47 at 187.65, and February's 40 lower at 188.42. November feeders are down $1.90 at 247.02. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the steady to firm cash, and the recent mixed trend in pork. December is up 85 at 79.97. February's 45 higher at 83.25. And over in the broader market, crude oil's down but holding above 70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Preparing for a potentially costly holiday baking season. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Holiday baking is just around the corner, and at-home bakers and commercial bakers alike have been watching the price of butter. Robin Schmall with Ag Dairy LLC explains what's been happening in the butter markets.
The first 7 months of this year was a record average price for the first 7 months of the year, because we started seeing the increase from January all the way through. Sometimes it stayed stable for a while and then it increased some more. Buying was active. I think some of the buyers were buying that much farther ahead because what did they go through the last 2 years? I mean, we saw record prices and the butter market topped the first week in October, both of those years. So some of the buyers were preparing for that earlier. And so what we saw was inventories higher than a year ago. Cream was available. They kept on producing. They took some of the bulk butter and they put it into storage, freezing it for later demand.